Virginia's beautiful blue eyes opened in wonder. Her lips trembled with emotion. She knelt at his side and looked up into his tired old face.
Poor, poor ghost,
she whispered.
Haven't you got a place where you can sleep?
Far away on the other side of the woods,
he answered in a low, dreamy voice.
There is a little garden. The grass is long and deep. The flowers are great white stars. The nightingale sings all night long while the cold moon looks down. The old tree spreads its branches over the sleepers.
Virginia began to cry.
You mean the Garden of Death?
Yes, death. Death must be so beautiful. I want to lie in the soft brown earth with the grass above my head. I want to listen to silence. There is no yesterday and no tomorrow. I can forget time. I can forgive life. I can be at peace.
He looked into Virginia's blue eyes.
You can help me. You can open the doors of death's house for me. You have love. Love is stronger than death.
Virginia trembled. She suddenly felt very cold. For a few moments, there was silence. It seemed like a terrible dream. Then the ghost spoke again.
Have you seen the old writing on the library window?
Often,
said Virginia.
I know it well. There are 6 lines. They say that a golden girl will help you to pray. The black tree will have flowers. A child will cry. Then the house will all be still, and peace will come to Canterville. But what does it mean?
It means,
he said sadly,
that you must cry for me, because I cannot cry. You must pray for me, because I have no words. If you have always been sweet and good and kind, the angel of death will forgive me. You will see terrible things. Devils will haunt you. Bad voices will whisper in your ears. But nobody can hurt you because you are so good.
Virginia was silent for a few minutes. The ghost was very sad. She was looking down at the floor. He could see her golden hair, but not her beautiful blue eyes. Perhaps she would not help him. Then she stood up with a strange light in her eyes.
I am not afraid. Take me to the Garden of Death. I will ask the Angel of Death to forgive you.
The ghost stood up. His eyes were happy. He took her hand and kissed it. His lips were as cold as ice, and his fingers were as hot as fire. Bravely, Virginia followed him across the dark room. Voices said,
Go back, go back.
The ghost held her hand tightly, and she closed her eyes. Horrible animals looked at her from the darkness.
Be careful, Virginia. Be careful. We'll never see you again if you go with him,
they said. The ghost went more quickly. Virginia did not listen to the voices. At the end of the room, he stopped and said some strange words. The wall opened. In front of her, it was completely black. A cold wind blew. Invisible hands pulled at her dress.
Quickly, quickly,
cried the ghost.
Or it will be too late.
The wall closed behind them. The room was empty.
Go upstairs and find Miss Virginia,
said Mrs. Otis to one of the servants.
It's tea time.
The servant returned.
I cannot find your daughter anywhere, madam.
The twins and Washington looked for her in the garden. Mr. and Mrs. Otis searched every room. Nobody was able to find her.
Perhaps the gypsies have taken her,
said Mr. Otis.
There is a group of gypsies camping in the park. I'll go to look for her there.
Please let me go with you, said the young Duke of Cheshire.
No, Cecil, you're too young. Stay in the house with my wife and children.
Mr. Otis got on his horse and went to look for her.
You will never see her again,
whispered the bad voices in the empty room.